Yes, now welcome again to another RNG of Eurobullions, as we always bring on Con Givena from the Republicans. Football Republic, Naimba be this one. And remember to subscribe to our page on top of YouTube. Yes, our channel, in fact. And everywhere where they get your podcast, if you also download this audio from there. Shapali Moku entered the matter. Another RNG for Eurobullions. Moku starts from inside the EPL, guys. As we go look towards what's going to happen between the two sides we go meet this weekend. Arsenal and Norwich. Make I start with you, Jovita. Talking about Arsenal, the problem with Arsenal so far for this season, I say they never score goal for inside the Premier League. Yes, they've been play for inside Carabao Cup, then score 6 goals. But then, and they play Norwich City. They self never get any point. So this is
but
the battle
at least
of points.
They get goal.
They get goal.
One goal.
Yes. But Arsenal never even gets goal. That's the problem. But looking at this match, this is not the beginning of the end, more or less, for Arteta, like it or not.
Definitely, because with the way things take, there are no difference between 20 and 19. They're near this. And the only difference really between the two sides, now, sake of say, Norwich managed to get one goal the last time we say they play before the international break. But then, one good thing, we say, we don't hear rumors, say, preliminary talk day between Antonio Conte, say, Bill, I say, they want replacement, they call Mikel Arteta, and of course, all that one. I believe, say, positive change, good day. But then, whether the players go fit sit up, at least start somewhere. Never they too late. They don't lose 3 games. Now, if they fit at least, that is if they fit to win against Norwich City, at least it go help them build some kind of confidence, come back, say, they no be like better like that. They don't to get bad players. Now, just, I don't understand what they happen for that team. Whether or not the coach, whether or not the way atmosphere take day for them. Because the last time we were here, they said, Aubameyang been called meeting. They asked the players, say, Shana like this, we go take continue for this team. We no feed ginger. More try ginger. At least for the sake of fans, where they carry this, their hard and pogri, go buy this ticket. You know, so now Arsenal gets the highest season ticket selling. I've been a holder. I've been how I want to take put up. So I feel, say, the Gunners, definitely they will come good against Norwich City for their next game.
And but you're talking about confidence for Arsenal, building confidence from this game against Norwich. Like him or not, they need to win this match against Norwich, because if you look, their remaining matches, them at least from now till end of October. Now, my team, them, they did, the likes of Burnley, the likes of Wimbledon, where they go play for the third round of the EFL Cup. Brighton, talk about Crystal Palace too. The next big team where they go play go come maybe against Leicester City. That one for October 30. And then after then, they'll come go face Liverpool for November. But looking at their run of games, this Norwich match, Naim Arteta need to start to take pick points, like him or not. Because if you don't pick 3 points against Norwich, then there is a big problem.
I can't imagine 2021, Arsenal make or break game against Norwich. I can't imagine. The imagination of who enter my head.
But it's a reality.
The reality.
The reality.
See, Arsenal make or break game, now Norwich will just get promotion.
While I did for crossing.
My daddy had work and feel fallen. How this thing. See, now they are colleague now.
Colleague.
Now they are colleague. Now wish.
They're 19 for them.
What do they call those people? Burnley. All of them. AB, all of them. But it's crazy, man. I don't know what's going to happen. See, right now, like I tell any Arsenal fan, I don't just put your expectation high. If they win, celebrate. Fine. If they don't win, relax and enjoy your life. Because as it be so, Arsenal no gets the conscience of any fan for their hearts. They are just a nonsense, overrun, stupid club. That's all.
Chai. Too bad for Arsenal. But Moku see how it go be for them this weekend when they go play against Norwich. And then moving on to the next match, the big match where we say we will talk about. We got to talk about the man we don't return to English Premier League. The man, the one and only, the man we don't win Ballon d'Or 5 times, Cristiano Ororo Ronaldo. And Sexy Joe, this one will be first match back into the EPL. Everybody don't celebrate time. In fact, Ingas come up from Portugal camp, run enter Old Trafford just to make sure, say, in beats the quarantine time so that Mbingo feed they ready for that Newcastle game. All eyes on Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, all eyes on Cristiano Ronaldo. One good thing where Ronaldo don't do for that team, he say don't boost morale, because now Syria winner, if they win everything we need, both as a player and of course as a, you know, as an individual and of course as a team, they always make sure say he win. So he don't bring that mentality, as in things don't change. We go see, in fact, he never even play. We don't see some kind of positive change, the influence where he get on top some of his teammates there, because a man like Rashford don't come out talk, say, say he no fit see anything bad to talk about Ronaldo. Now man will be say he like to win. Now man will be say they are. So that mentality, that's why they say when you bring person, we get some kind of mentality. He they rub off on the team. And I see in presence, in ginger, rubbing off on the Man United team and of course gingering them. Definitely against Newcastle United go be in first game. Remember say then get UEFA Champions League later this September as well. And of course, and they hope to also help them play. If all things go well, if they physically fit and they beat the quarantine deadline, everything, if he file out against Newcastle, we go still see the old Ronaldo. Ronaldo be like young man. If you know, they play like, say, a day in age. You know, they play like, say, a day in age. So I feel, say, we time for this team, positive vibes for Man United and Man Liverpool like that.
And Bucci,
I will talk the remaining later.
Positive vibes for Manchester United. Newcastle will be a problem for them. Three matches unbeaten. They collect 7 points from those three matches. The good thing for them, now say Ronaldo don't fit, come back to England. And they go if you play this match, you don't need to quarantine again at for all. A very long time because you don't already do quarantine.
Yeah, exactly.
For now. So, for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, she will go see Ronaldo. And if Ronaldo play, now she now how many goals? How many goals ain't go score?
I know they see. And then Ronaldo, then they give Ronaldo expectation because him not the expectation.
Laba.
Ronaldo, you can't tell Ronaldo what to do. Ronaldo do what he want to do. Because he's the omini doer.
So if you now Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you go start time against Newcastle.
100%. He no play Portugal last match against Qatar. He no go play any match of them again because of the yellow card for the referee, for the shirt when come out. So why you no go play Ronaldo? In the very fit. He play for Juventus or for their match. Yes, he scored that goal, but offside. But na VAR cancel him. So in the very very fit. Why they keep Ronaldo? Yes, you can manage Ronaldo depending on the game. But this is not first game. Sold out. No. Newcastle ticket is sold out.
Sold out.
They won't tweet him. Say thank you for sending our ticket. Money ticket too. Sold out. Whoever they come watch, Michael Jackson.
Ururu.
Who did they come watch? Greenwood. Nobody cares about
it. Return of the Mac.
See, on a financial standpoint too, I don't know what Ole Gunnar start Ronaldo. He has to start.
If you know one get wala,
he has to start right there for football at the second coming of Ronaldo, honestly. So he has to start. I think man you go feel win Newcastle. And Newcastle they get much more ish, but they show promises. If you get some match, then they show say, okay, then get sign of doing something great. They lose. But hope still they don't be everybody they hopeless like that.
Joe Willock at least go feel help their life.
He starts the last game. So
congratulations.
Yes, and Moko hope say it go good for Ororo for a return for inside the EPL. And Shapale Moko move on to the one way concerned Thomas Tuchel and Chelsea. And still staying with you, Bucci. You guys talk about Chelsea and their better form than they right now. Lukaku, they score goals. Even for Belgium, they score goals. Everybody they form for Chelsea. Nobody gets Wujo. And you want to say for Tuchel, another 3 points in the bag against Aston Villa.
No rates Aston Villa off. No write them off.
So, but would they expect draw?
No, Chelsea get the advantage. Chelsea get a big advantage. Like I tell you, that Lukaku will come Chelsea, give them that extra quality what they need. Right now, they don't need to run around the wing. Just put players, Paul to Lukaku, others following him. Watch the match against Liverpool. Like, Lukaku, they drag defenders close to him. They give others space to run into. And the quality we bring.
And the sweet thing about him, I see they see him for Belgium for their match with them play. The guy, if he back post, the way when they use shade off the defender, the
energy.
He go shade off the defender, can't still give the pass.
Like I tell you,
that's why bigness come into full. No, I've been they help you.
He say he no believe in backing players. He say na Conte teach him say it's very very important for you to back player because if you the back player, you they help your team. As you help your team when you the back player, if you the face run to your players go help you. So he don't use style learn him. Say he not bad at all. Just like Olivier Giroud. Giroud back you. Pass that in sweet pass. Top pass, move, easy. And he get body, he's strong. So,
exactly.
he work against Arsenal, work against Liverpool, he go work against Aston Villa.
Aston Villa, for them, the truth of the matter be say, if they play for Stamford Bridge, if they play against this machine, we then call Chelsea, it is difficult for you to say you won't go pick points, except something bad happens. Will be red card.
That one not true, but then just as Ebuchi take talk, I know go right off Aston Villa just like that because of say maybe Chelsea they in top form or something like that. Remember, see things they happen for football, and as you take talk, as sort if he happen, if he decide to give even their goalkeeper will be men the red card, and of course Aston Villa will take advantage. Now football bad for you. Before you know it, you Aston Villa don't carry 3 points, go house. It go day very difficult for them. If Chelsea, and Chelsea might have a bad day in the office as well, even without any player commoting on top red card matter or on top injury matter, and Aston Villa will still carry the day. It all boils down to who carry better game plan come. And at the end of the day, now the person will carry. But I see Chelsea
taking all the 3 points.
Both teams score 3-1. Chelsea go win.
Chelsea taking all the 3 points for that game. And talking about the games that will go happen this weekend, Moku still talk about La Liga. Because before we talk about the games, we got to talk about the transfer and how Barcelona take do last minute transfer. We've seen that you just allow Antoine Griezmann take Waka come up from the club. And Sexy Joe coming to you, you begin to wonder which kind of business deal they do.
Nah.
When you know, say you still get Messi and you go still transfer Antoine Griezmann, why you wait till the last day before if you sell this man on loan back to the club when from come after IBC market, no sell for them for Barcelona? But for me, what to be the business idea behind waiting for the last day to loan off Griezmann when you could still have retained Messi?
The business idea we did it at Bogri Bata. Because you know, say no be everything that you come out, can't talk onto how they take them. They say the loan fee where this guy take go back Atletico, he go help the Ministry of Barcelona. But then the good thing where they be say in Wakarin go back. Things never really to change for inside there, though they don't bring in some players, you know, like Suarez, you understand. But people like Correa, people like waiting be named Koke, then still there, Thomas Lemar still there, now old people they don't play with before. So I don't feel say it go there difficult for him to still fit in. The only thing be saying a loaded attack now, but then he go still fit play from the back of this other two attackers. Strikers, you understand. So he go still fit in. And no, he don't do it there before. He know how the team works, he know how the coach works. The coach na very physical team now. Atletico be. So, you know, go hard and but for Barcelona, as we take talk, then wait last minute, wait until Messi go before they do this one. I feel say because then they cash strapped, money hard for them this time around. And because the guy where they go bring come, not deliver anything. Now, to agree, I know say that far away, they can't call no grill egg. And at the end of the day, then got to send and go back, at least on loan worker. But I feel say that loan worker, before I say Jack Robinson, they feel permanent term.
Yeah, because
go 40, back fully.
40 million euros go permanent term after the loan if Atletico still wants sign him. But you want
see,
to talk something?
Talking about Griezmann, like at the talk him, since when Barcelona signed him, now waste of signing. Barca on a good day, no support sign Griezmann.
At all.
Because Griezmann, no be the person. No
be their
kind
type
of
player.
In terms, Griezmann sucks. See what Atletico Madrid from Red Star where he come from, because he's a creative player. He likes to play behind the striker. Put Griezmann behind striker, I go see the best of Griezmann. Draw for France when they won't win the World Cup. Now play behind Giroud. Get that free role.
Play behind Giroud and Mbappe too.
And also, you can't carry and come Barcelona. We're going to be a 4-4-2 team. And you can't get creativity plenty.
Yeah.
So right, you can't put that from the wings. Even when they play on the wings, how about they already confront? You know, not get to fit in. We can't say Messi come out, he go get more shine, but no. Like mentally, psychologically, he don't they out of Barcelona. So not be about say money or not. Griezmann no fits this style of Barcelona. And the couple of players, they sign Boateng, sign Pony. I don't know what they have with that former president. So he won nearly ruin Barcelona. But the good thing about that for them, if they go back to where they work for them.
Yeah.
Griezmann is not there. He's actually a very good player. And the other thing about Barcelona, Barca lose in every way. You pay good money for Griezmann. You sell Suarez to Barcelona, to Atletico Madrid. Now you give them more ammunition to give them Griezmann. But who you call the place with? Look the young. Look the young. Abu Aziz Labour Pass look the young. Now you replace Griezmann with who be your strikers, Barcelona? Bright White and look the young.
Depay, did you?
No, be top nine.
Nice.
Eho Barcelona.
That's harsh.
Eho Aston Villa get top strikers, but Barcelona.
No be like that.
Even Arsenal is struggle, so Arsenal get better strikers than Barcelona. And Lacazette.
Even though they never score good.
Look the young for EPL. And Bright White, the Messi from Austria.
You don't do that.
Look, they're young.
The Messi from
Bright White.
The Messi from Denmark.
From Denmark. Now you carry.
But also of this remember I say Chabale. This guy got to change information, and now with Griezmann coming again, I don't know how he won't take drum. Now 3-5-2 then they use now. Remember I said before now 4-4-2, 3-5-2 when Suarez come and everything. Now with the coming of Griezmann, I don't know whether I can go find another for
him. Go formidable.
Because this one they're flexible for them.
Yeah, but still, yet upon that, Antoine Griezmann go add more power to the attack.
And Mengo bab that in here. He's looking very good here. That ponytail.
No fit him. Bucci, one word quickly on Saul Niguez, we move, come on from Atletico Madrid.
Bola.
What will be the reason? What will be the concept? The idea behind the movement?
I think they get small issues with Simeone.
Simeone.
That's his last season. Yes, he played games, but this is it right now. And they play today, but in the play normally from the left wing back position. And you don't look and say, Niguez now, Bola. Like, I don't want this guy for the last 5 years. Him normally in a soft boy, but Simeone will come become a very, very hard boy. Right now, this guy can run, physical, can move, can pass, can shoot. Honestly, I'm dead jealous of Chelsea. Kante, Jorginho, Kovacic, Saul Niguez. That's too much. That's illegal. As those Brazil police to enter pitch, come on, pursue Emi Martinez. And just come on. It's illegal.
Illegal to be having this kind of
Chelsea
players.
Team too complete. Saul Niguez, Kante.
Even I shocked say they even decide to sell this guy because he don't take away this guy on the market for the past that many seasons now. You go here, say Man U won't come. You go here, say City, they follow.
Yeah,
you go here, say Chelsea, they follow. But
thank
God, say finally make it.
The transfer was coming. He don't been the all along for Saul Niguez. But talking about Eduardo Camavinga and Bucci, quick one. Look, we just talk about the boy. After he signed for Real Madrid, he go play for France under 21. He score for them. Wait till Real Madrid don't see for this boy, but the way they won't carry him for.
Who not go see? Carry him for. This boy, Alessia.
Tell us.
One of they call them Medio Centro.
So, Bucci, what is the meaning of that?
Medio Centro. Mm-hmm. A man that can medio the centre of the throw. See, I don't watch the first. I just 17 years in B or 17, 18. He never passed.
He's 18.
17, 18.
When this will be 19 in November. October.
Should Rene come from, right?
Yeah. Start Rene.
Start Rene. Boy, this boy, they play ball. Confident. He can move. He can pass. He can dribble. He's complete as a central midfielder. He don't want to take when one come for Rene. But in the look where it's supposed to go, and Real Madrid made the right choice. You know why? Because Real Madrid get aging, they need replacements.
Yeah.
Modric, go try and best, but guy, body will be firewood. Cruz, not least, they go down too. So they need a young boy who will give them so much energy. A young boy will carry body run. This boy, that Magneto. This guy, they call him the midfielder version of Kylian Mbappe. This boy, they play. No worry. Real Madrid sign the future of that midfield.
Future, sexy Joe, future. Now, so we hear about Martin Odegaard.
Now, waiting on one talk now. You have not thought another. So,
and I said, they
still the final for the future. They never see
it. Because all the players that Bucci mentioned, Modric, Cruz, Casemiro, even Valverde, all of them go start ahead of him. So, what will the hope for him? Odegaard can be sold.
Well,
who is he?
The hope for him be say, with the total package where he carry come.
Yeah.
At least they don't see, say, the guy get plenty potentials. Will be say, even though he's young, but that confidence level will help him to establish himself for this team. Yes, others, they don't get aging squad. An opportunity for him. I don't know why. Maybe because Odegaard don't look and say, at least he still get like 7 or 8 people before him, before he go play. And he don't look and say, I won't play. But with the confidence level where this guy get, there's every possibility, say, even those ones, despite the fact that those ones still day ahead of him, if you break into that team and command a place inside that Real Madrid team, I know say Real Madrid team right now, they're not strong as before. Yeah. So he gets, as in doors open for him to enter there and hold on to his shirt.
Espanyol go play Atletico Madrid for inside La Liga this weekend. And talking about Real Madrid go play Celta Vigo for inside another La Liga match. Talk about Barcelona match against Sevilla. I be like they don't give a small postponement, even though they see the quarter for that matter. Based on say they won't postponement because of the South American players we go play for the CONMEBOL qualifiers for the World Cup. So they still drag LFP and RFEF, that is the Royal Spanish Football Joint Body, that they argue now with the league body whether I made them postpone that match or not. But Moku wait, see how it will be for them this weekend. And quickly, Moku move on to the Italian Serie A. The big matches then, what will happen this weekend? We got to talk about Napoli go play against Juventus, Bucci. Make I start with you for that one. And talk about Osimhen. Maybe in red card, yes, he doesn't have one match ban. I don't know whether not too much.
Not too much.
Maybe he no go still play this match. But Juventus against Napoli, this na match, we say, normally in the time pass, and a match, we say, go one, command everybody to see her who win this match. If he be runner, best way to win it, legal. Juventus, they don't lose Ronaldo. Napoli, they bounce back with Spalletti based on, say, they get new coach and all those new bounce with new coach. But going into this match, but you feel, say, Juventus go feel hold their own against Napoli?
I don't believe Napoli no go lose. And Napoli no go lose.
And I'm talking about Napoli, they struggle self to get goals.
Yes.
Most times in the second half, they score their goals.
Because that boy don't get it. Can
and Juventus get back their talisman, Allegri.
And they get back their talisman to Moiskin.
No, Moiskin is not a talisman.
No,
Moiskin.
He has to be a talisman.
Moiskin is not a talisman.
He has to be. But at this match, normally it go hot. But like you talk, the vibe don't actually
don't die.
Come down in terms of players. But in terms of manager, don't start come up. Allegri or Spalletti. Anyway, be, I won't just see good. Get anybody win now and then a pass snap. That's all Simeone know they play.
He's in a pass snap.
I don't care.
And Sexy Joe, still sticking with Juventus, talking about their season so far. Their last match against Empoli, they lose. They need to bounce back against Napoli.
Ah, that's why then they talk, say, don't be too hasty as we go. They talk, I'm in decision making. Calm down and
cool
make
down, cool
although
down.
We know where in stand with Ronaldo right from time, even before they sack him, he tell them, say, he don't want him. But then come, and of course, in go, and in don't come back now. One thing where I just want to talk, be say, other teams for instance, Serie A don't wake up from their slumber. Inter, I talk, I say, that Inter Milan Scudetto way they win. That Scudetto way they win. Now, eye opener for other teams, say, if these people can hold on to this title for how many years, they win back to back, Inter can break the yoke. How much more? Anybody can win it now. And now, the best time to do it now, where Juve they down, 12th on top table. If everybody begin beat them, imagine where they go end up at the end of the day. Although Massimiliano Allegri now, man, we sabi. Very soon now, he go pinpoint and make God help and make he get players where they ready to play. Because he get where morale go low reach. Everybody, just like Arsenal, nobody send
nobody
again.
Nobody send you.
You understand? So, Monopoly. Carry go.
And sticking with you, still Jovita, based on the other match, big match for inside the Italian Serie A. AC Milan go play against Lazio. Top of the table clash, 6 points each.
This is not the game.
Talk about the man himself, the Sarri ball master,
boy.
Maurizio Sarri. He's back to do his beats for
my
Lazio.
Boy. My boy.
You feel say this now. Match we say Lazio supposed to win based on say and then get the magic man. Sorry.
Remember, say similar to they know they sleep, they know
yeah,
be like
that's true. They said don't get 6 points.
No too much different. Fourth and first. Anything if it still happen, they're gonna be the 3 points now.
Now go difference separate happen. Them.
But then I got to give it to Mauricio Sarri somehow, because this man, before he take that Chelsea job, we all know in portfolio, we know in CV, no say now man will be say just they come up, Obulena. But now he don't establish himself as far as a top class coach. In their consign, and now he get the opportunity again to take a replicator for where Lazio day. For me, I go talk say it will be very, very tough one, because for Lazio, the top table no be my mind, especially this early time for season. For AC Milan, you don't say Inter Milan surprise them when they go win the Scudetto. Remember, for the past how many seasons now, two of them they did together. This one don't carry five, this one will carry six. Now, so in the end season, but now they don't pick up again, which is a good one. And of course, we hope to see more ginger, more action for inside Serie A. But for me, for this game, I no go lie you, if he be drawn.
If he be draw, but Pucci, what do you think about Stefano Pioli and AC Milan? Last season, we'll see them try their best as finish for top four, qualify for Champions League.
How many years?
In how many? I bet 12. 12 seasons. We'll never see them. Seven seasons. Sorry, we'll never see them. We don't think. But for AC Milan, the point this season now to do better than what they do last season.
Exactly. Upgrade. And that's not why they stick to Pioli. Don't forget, say, when Pioli even in charge, they appoint one manager on Germany one time. Later they can't change, can't say Pioli do good job. Pioli still they maintain them. And also it seems like they sign the biggest of players. They sign players. When they do all that
small, small boys.
Fringe players.
Tio Hernandez. Brahim Diaz.
Olivier Giroud them. When they really start game, when they come in Milan, they turn to stars and they do so well for themselves. So good one for AC Milan. Lazio too. Yes, Lazio not really dead down. Inzaghi do good job with Lazio last season, but Nasari work also to upgrade Lazio. So this now upgrade season for both of these two teams.
Yeah.
See, anybody will win, they win. Yet, I think they say that Agu give us the best of football. They say, yes, without names, but we're going to enjoy ourselves. I just want to see anybody will win. I bet.
Anybody? And yes, a good one. Nasari go take me from the series. And Moku Shapale move on to the Niger staff for the week. Talk about our own Nigerian player. I will be saying Shine Wella during the week. And we guys give our star boy, star man for this week to the one and only, the senior man himself, senior man Kels. Yes, the man will be saying, in soap, the walk.
Hi.
He fresh.
See freshness.
Kelechi Yeda. Two goals against Liberia. And then you want to talk, say, you don't say, we never say and score goals for Nigeria. People don't even ask and say, Baba, you did score for Leicester, you never score for Nigeria. Wait till they sub. But finally, he shut up everybody.
Definitely. Kelechi now strike away, you know, feel right off. He gets us in Waka Debi. Like last season, we see saying a late bloomer as he take a bloom with Leicester City. Come Nigeria, come be say everything, don't dry up. But thank God, say that form now. I still wonder why Brendan Rodgers still the bench him. For inside Leicester, they allow Vardy to start. Whereas last season, it was last season, he start two of them together. Now, he can't drop Kelechi for bench. But at least, Kelechi still proving points. They make statements. At least, these two goals will score for Nigeria. Now, a statement, not assist on top the head of Brendan Rodgers. Say, see, I still score goal. I still got it in me. So, now, fantastic one. I'm happy for him. Well. Yeah. And I hope so more goals go come for him.
More goals for Kelechi. And you're
hoping for national and for club.
And Moku Shapale move on to the one-on-one for this matter today. And what will they talk about now?
Hey, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo don't come out to come talk, say Manchester United gas to win the EPL this season, and say don't they draw ear for all the players them. In fact, he sent Bruno Fernandes to them, say Arabia. We won't win league this season. I know one year say we no win this league this season. Sexy Jamaica, I start with you, Jovita. What do you think, Ronaldo? If he make him happen, the last time Manchester United win league title, Sir Alex Ferguson was still their coach, 2013. But Ronaldo now don't come. They make mouth say they must win this league, and they be like,
look,
if he be ginger for the boys,
fantastic influence and ginger on the boys.
Yes.
Ronaldo, just enjoy your football coming back to England.
No need to
Nothing can. Maybe from next season. We'll see how this season go be. Maybe from next season. Man United go come out.
You know get ambition. What you going
to do? You know go let them talk now.
You go there
wait. Leave her.
At the end of 36 years, you go wait. What you going to wait for? At the end of the season, you wait for.
At the age of 36, he just come back. 12 years ago, now you come back. Things don't change for England. English football don't evolve more than before when Ronaldo did there. It's going to be difficult against Newcastle United. Not be my stroll and score. I never finish. I still talk after all. It takes some time. Come on. If nobody say it takes some time, I don't finish. Look, Ronaldo should just enjoy his coming back for now for England. Yes, now man will be 36, but he gets the body of, you know, 26-year-old, but that's what no means. Then go come stroke or like, for you. Which person with a team like Chelsea where they ground Man City dead here, even Leicester City dead here. What are you talking about?
We never mentioned Liverpool.
Let him just enjoy his football. Thank
you. Ronaldo coming to Man U, take them from 50 to 100.
Man, carry this
man. No, because say Man U not be, they don't get try. They not be like Arsenal when they get level.
Everybody knows. Nothing. Arsenal when I ain't go win.
He don't come back. Let him just enjoy the feel of the English Premier League, the second coming. That's the only man. I made go carry the Premier League title now.
Don't take Man U to the level of Chelsea and Manchester City like the day like be like this.
Abia.
Abia. What did Chelsea get to win? You don't get.
As I said, Chokam at the beginning of our podcast. You don't bring something different, something positive, something powerful, something it don't influence the whole team. You understand? But say, because say they get Ronaldo, then go stroke or carry the English Premier League, give them. Please carry the trophy and give them. Not even wait, make season end.
Thank you very much.
Carry trophy, give them. Because Ronaldo come. You know what? Because Ronaldo come. Who is he?
The best player ever.
Who is he?
Put some respect on
who is he? Which kind of respect?
Thank you, guys.
Because he get plenty of
poverty. Thank you, guys.
That one, no miss, I don't go talk about it in my mind.
You don't get ambition.
Nothing for Ronaldo and Man United this season. When you get Chelsea, get Man City, get Leicester City, get Liverpool, even West Ham.
You take back your
work. No, even right back. Forget it. Ronaldo, come and enjoy your season. Nothing. In fact, the only trophy where Ronaldo go carry this season. Now, this is where don't carry this season.
Thank you very much, guys. Remember to subscribe to our channel based on Football Republic NG.
You want me to continue?
And then remember, if you get this podcast,
as long as say Man United and Ronaldo channel go carry that season,
we'll be saying it's fine.
Inside the matter,
don't forget to also subscribe. Set your notifications on for Football Republic NG,
you got it.
So that when we upload our videos, you could check them out. Shapa, shapa, see they hot. Thank you very much, guys.
Come on, go continue to fight for outside.
We go end the matter for inside.
Come on, go continue to fight for outside.
For today, now bye bye, my people. These two people, they be wala.